安。
Peace be to all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，非常高兴能够回到伯恩教会，跟我们大家一起守安息日。
Thanks to the grace of God that I'm able to observe the Sabbath with you all here today at Bolin Park Church.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠常常跟我们大家同在。
And may the grace of God be with us always.
让我们各样的圣工都能够更加进步，让神的恩典更丰富。存在我们当中
so that we can improve in all our holy work and so that the blessings of God can be with us abundantly.
今天下午我们来学习我们所领受的真理。
This afternoon we're going to study the truth that we have received.
我们来到教会很重要的一个目的啊，就是在寻求真理。
A very important purpose for us to come to church is to seek after the truth.
因为这个跟我们永生的福分有直接关系。
Because this has direct relationship with our eternal inheritance.
我们知道这个真理是绝对的。
We know that the truth is absolute.
是永恒不改变的。
It is forever unchanging.
所以圣经里面说，神的道安定在天，直到永远。
And that is why the Bible says that the truth of God has been established in the heavens forever.
保罗说，主耶稣给我们应许很多的恩典。
Paul told us that God has promised us many blessings.
这都是真实的，都是阿门的。
And in all of them are truth, and in all of them we say amen.
没有一样是似而又非的。
None of them will go empty.
说人有时候会失信，但是我们的神是永远可信的神。
And man may be unfaithful, but God is faithful until the end.
我们看到古圣徒啊，他们非常重视神的真理。
We see that the ancient saints place great importance on the truth of God.
我们看诗篇的八十六篇。
Let's look at Psalms 86.
诗篇八十六篇十一节。
Psalm 86, verse 11.
八十六篇十一节。
86 verse
11. 说神啊，求你将你的道主教我，我要照你的真理而行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。大卫在这里祷告神。
David prays to God here.
说神啊，求你将你的道指示我。
Saying, teach me your way, O Lord.
因为我要按照你的真理来行。
And I will walk in your truth.
我要专心来敬畏你的名。
Unite my heart to fear your name.
我们再看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's also look at Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalm 119.
四十三节。
Verse 43.
一百一十九篇四十三节。
119 verse 43.
说求你叫真理的话总不离开我的口。因为我仰望你的典章，四十四节。
44.
我要常常说你的律法，直到永永远远。所以我们看到说啊，古圣徒他们非常爱慕神的真理。
We can see here that the ancient saints loved the word of God.
所以爱慕明白神的道真理啊，然后按照真理而行。
So they loved, they understood, and they acted on the word of God.
能够常常所读的道啊，才能够蒙神的悦纳，得神的祝福。
They were able to keep His law continually, pleasing the Lord and receiving blessing.
主耶稣来到世界的时候啊，到处传道理。
When Jesus came to this earth, He went over the world to preach the gospel.
因为当时的祭司长啊，宗教领袖嫉妒他。
And the teachers of the law and the priests were jealous of him at the time.
所以把他抓来以后啊，要跟他审判定赎罪。
And so they captured him, judged him, and decided to crucify him.
但是犹太人没有定罪的权柄。
However, the Jews don't have the authority to convict someone of sin.
所以他们就把他带到比拉多啊，罗马的巡抚那里。
And they thus brought him to the presence of Pilate.
比拉多就问他说，你到底做了什么事？
And the Pilate asked him, what have you done?
你真的是王吗？
Are you truly a king?
主耶稣说，你说我是王，是的，我是王。
And the Lord Jesus said, you say that I'm a king, and you say so rightly.
我为此而生。
I was born as such.
因为这样来到世界。
and came to this world because of this.
我来到世界就是要为真理做见证。
And I came to this world to testify for the truth.
所以凡属真理的人啊，都会到我这里来。
And thus everyone who seeks after the truth will come to my presence.
后来比拉多就问他说，那真理是什么？
And then Pilate asked him, then what is the truth?
他没有等到主耶稣回答，他就跑掉了。
And even before the Lord Jesus could answer, Pilate ran away.
耶稣说啊，他来到世界是为真理做见证。
Lord Jesus said he came to this earth to testify of the truth.
所以把神表明出来。
And he was to manifest God.
让人啊找到这个得永生的道路。
So that man could find the path to salvation.
来建立一个属神的国度。
And to establish the kingdom of God.
但是世人却不接纳，反而把他钉死啊。
The man of earth were not able to accept Lord Jesus and instead crucified him.
所以耶稣是为着维护真理啊。后来被钉死十字架。
And so in order to keep the gospel, the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
也因为这样啊，完成了救赎的工作。
And through this, he was able to complete the work of salvation.
我们看到主耶稣的门徒到处传道理。
We see that the disciples went all over to preach the gospel.
他们坚决的意志要维护神的真理。
And they make a determination to keep this truth.
所以保罗特别交代提摩太。
And this is why Paul told Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 1.
十三节。
Sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
提摩太后书一章十三节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
说你从我听那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常说着十四节。
14.
从前所教导你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。保罗因为他要离开世界了，
Because Paul was going to leave the earth.
所以他叫提摩太说你要赶快来。
And so he told Timothy to come quickly.
希望我们能够见最后的一面。
Hoping that they could see each other for one last time.
所以他写了这个提摩太后书。
And this is why he wrote the book of 2 Timothy.
在这个提摩太后书里面呢，他交代提摩太一些牧养教会很重要的事情。
Now in the book of 2 Timothy, Paul commits to Timothy teachings about pastoring the church.
把这个所得到的恩赐啊，能够重新的眺望起来。
And how to renew all of his gifts in order to serve the Lord.
要为福音啊。不要怕羞辱受苦。
And to not fear shame of the gospel.
要为真道打美好的仗。
And to fight the good fight for the truth.
所以要禁绝那些啊传异端的人。
And to be far from those who preach heresies.
所以他在这里讲到说啊，你从我们所教导那个纯正话语的规模。
And this is why Paul says here to hold fast the pattern of sound words.
就是我们教导你的圣道。
Which is what you have heard from me.
你要用信心，用爱心，用圣灵把它牢牢地锁住。
With faith, love, and the Holy Spirit, hold fast to them.
所以这个纯正话语的规模啊，就是一些啊。共信之道就是一些基本得救的道理。
And this pattern of sound words is the truth, a very basic truth.
这好像有模型一样。
It is like a pattern.
我们知道那个工厂里面生产产品啊，它有一个模型。
We know that for a factory to produce something, they
need
to have a pattern.
那个模型啊，生产出来的东西啊，都是一样的。
And everything they create is the same.
在品质管制的时候，就是看有没有符合这个模型。
And at the end, they try to see if everything matches to the pattern.
如果跟这个模型不一样的，生产出来的就是劣质品啊，就要把它淘汰掉。
And if any of the products do not match the original one, then they are tossed away.
所以借着主耶稣传道理，使徒啊，把它发扬出来。
And through the truth of the Lord Jesus, the disciples also preached
it out. 这样来建立教会的根基。
And they were able to establish the foundation of the church.
纯正话语的规模。
So this is the pattern of sound words.
所以这个真道啊，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地传到每个地方啊。
And this
说好像 And
so this truth was preached from Judah to from Jerusalem to Judah, and just like a tree, it grew very quickly.
教会会不断地发展, 但是这个真理的根基是不动的。
The church would continue to grow, yet the foundation would never change.
无论传到哪里的, 这个真理啊, 不能够改变。
Wherever the gospel is preached, the truth, the foundation cannot be changed.
所以忠心的神的仆人, 一定要把神的道理啊, 牢牢地守住。
Thus, a faithful worker of God must hold fast to the pattern of sound words.
那我们怎么守住道理?
And how do we hold on to the truth?
所以要用信心, 用爱心, 用圣灵。
With faith, love, and the Holy Spirit.
信心就是我们所领受的道理, 你要凭着信心接受。
Faith is to accept the word that we have heard.
圣经里面说啊, 这个以色列人过去啊, 就有天使传道理给他们。
The Bible says that there were angels in the past who had preached
to Israelites,
but because they didn't have faith to accept it,
啊, 没有办法把这个道理调和,
they were unable to
啊, 所以失掉了信心, 常常惹神的怒气,
they were unable to keep their faith and they often angered the Lord.
啊, 一开始神感到很厌烦,
and so the Lord was unhappy with them.
啊, 后来神就生气了,
and he became angry.
啊, 最后神就发誓啊, 说这些, 这世代的人啊, 一个都没有办法让进到我所住的安息里面。
And so he swore that none of these people would be able to enter into his eternal rest.
所以因为他们听了道理啊, 没有办法用信心调和。
Because they heard the word of God, they were unable to accept it with faith.
好像我们出东西以后啊, 要有唾液, 要把它综合, 啊, 吞下去以后啊, 才能够让我们身体有营养。
Just as when we take food, we must digest it, and then we can have the nutrients from the food.
我们领受了道理以后啊, 要凭信心接受。 因为这是神的道，不是人的道。
Because after we hear the word of God, we must accept it with faith, because this is the word of God, not the word of man.
再来说要用爱心啊, 来保守神的道理。
Now we also must keep the word with love.
一个人如果能够爱神,
if someone loves God,
他就会遵守神的话,
then they will keep the word of God.
所以主耶稣说啊, 我有我的道, 啊, 你们遵守的就是爱我的。
The Lord Jesus said, I have my word, and those who keep my word love me.
啊, 爱我的, 我就爱他, 我就向他显现。
And those who love me, I will love in return and manifest myself to them.
为什么我们真教会特别得到神的恩典?
Why has the true church received special blessing from God?
因为我们忠实的神的道理啊, 我们怎么听就怎么遵守。
Because we have kept the word faithfully, whatever we hear, we do.
啊, 所以我们就看到很多神的恩典充满在我们当中。
And this is why we see many of the blessings of God among us.
因为我们爱神就遵守神的道理。
Because we love God, we will keep his commandments.
然后说要用圣灵啊, 牢牢地守住。
We must use the Holy Spirit to hold fast to
the words. 因为圣灵会帮助我们明白一切的真理。
Because the Holy Spirit will help us to understand all the truth.
所以我们看到属徒啊, 他们很尊重神的真理。
So we see the disciples place great importance on this truth.
哎, 一直说啊, 要把这个纯正话语的规模要牢牢地守着。
And committed to us to hold fast the pattern of sound words.
保罗对加拉太的教会说,
Paul said to the church of Galatia,
我很稀奇啊, 你们怎么那么快就离开道理。
That he was surprised that they turned away so soon from the truth.
啊, 去接受别的另外一种的福音。
And accepted another type of gospel.
说那个已经不是福音啊, 那个是更改的道理。
And they said that this wasn't a gospel, but it was a perverted truth.
啊, 那个已经不是神来的。
It was not from God.
啊, 所以他说啊, 如果所传的道理跟我们所传的不一样。
And so he said, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received,
啊, 将来就要受咒诅。
Let him be accursed.
啊, 所以他说啊, 我们应当为真道啊, 竭力的争辩。
And so he said that we must fight for the truth.
啊, 到底是什么是神所显明的真理?
So what is the truth that God has revealed?
啊, 神在古时候啊, 借着众先知啊, 啊, 他, 众圣徒他们一次一次的神启示他们, 啊, 把神的道理啊, 留下来。
Through the ancient prophets, God spoke the word to them and revealed the word to them so that it could be revealed to others.
啊, 后来又把一些隐秘的道理啊, 启示让属徒明白。
And he also revealed the mysteries of God for the disciples to understand.
啊, 让我们知道说, 我们这些外邦人就是要跟主耶稣基督啊, 一样, 啊, 同作后时, 同盟应许。
And so they were able to understand that the Gentiles were to able to receive the same blessings as the others.
所以说, 这个神救人的恩典现在已经显明出来。
And so this gospel of God has been revealed to
everyone. 然后我们就把这个道理啊, 借着传扬的功夫啊, 把它传到各地去。
And we are able to preach this word throughout the world.
所以使徒约翰他说啊, 摩西来世界传立法。
Disciple John told us that Moses preached about the law.
但是耶稣基督啊，就带来了恩典和真理。
But the Lord Jesus came in grace and truth.
我们都在这个恩典上得到了，而且是恩上加恩的。
We have received this grace and have received grace upon grace.
所以这个恩典和真理啊，就是从主耶稣基督来的。
And thus this grace and truth is from our Lord Jesus.
那什么是主耶稣所是神所显明的真理？
What is this truth that God has revealed?
我们来看约翰福音17章。
Look at John 17.
约翰福音17章17节。
The Gospel of John chapter 17 verse 17.
17章17节。
Chapter 17 verse 17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。 主耶稣在为教会祷告。
Lord Jesus prayed for the church.
说求神让这个教会有合而为一的心。
And prayed that the church could be united as one.
然后说求神用真理让教会能够成圣。
And he also asked the Lord to sanctify the church with the truth.
说神的道就是真理。
Because the word of God is the truth.
所以第一个神的道就是真理。
So firstly, the word of God is truth.
所以我们刚刚讲过，神的道是安定在天呐， 直到永远的。
We already stated earlier that the word of God has been established in the heavens forever.
神曾经借着这个道创造诸世界。
God created the world through his word.
神说有就有，命立就立。
He said, whatever he said was came about.
现在神也借着他的话来托住万有啊。 让所有的宇宙非常顺利在运作。And
now the God uses His word to make sure that the entire universe goes smoothly.
神也把他的道，就是他的真理啊，启示让我们明白。The
Lord also reveals His word, which is His truth, to us to understand.
就是我们今天所学习的圣经。And
this is the Bible which we read and learn about today.
所以保罗说啊。 这个提摩太从小就明白圣经。And
so Paul said that Timothy had learned the scripture since youth.
这个圣经能够让人有得救的智慧。And
it gives him the wisdom of salvation.
这个圣经可以让人走在这个正确的道路上。And
allows man to walk in the correct path.
能够积极的行善，来蒙神的悦纳。And
allows them to do good and be pleasing in the sight of God.
所以说，这个从前所写的圣经啊，都是为教训我们而写的。And
so this Bible, which was written in ancient times, was written for us to understand and learn.
让我们从圣经里面神的话里面来得到安慰，得到鼓励，and
so that,
得到盼望。
So that we can receive hope, we can receive encouragement, and can receive comfort from His words.
所以圣经的道理啊，就是我们属灵生命的粮食。
And this is why the truth is our spiritual food.
也是我们跟魔鬼征战的兵器。
And it is also our weapon to fight against the devil.
所以我们要遵守，而我们要把神的道理丰丰富富的存在我们的心里面。
And this is why we must fill our hearts with the word of God abundantly.
因为神的道就是真理。
Because the word of God is truth.
所以希伯来书里面说，以色列人他们虽然听了天使所教导他们的。
Book of Hebrews says that even though the Israelites had heard what the angels had taught them,
但是因为他们不遵守，后来就受了该受的报应。
And because they did not keep the word, they received the punishment they deserved.
说我们今天，如果弃掉了这个宝贵的救恩呢？
So today, if we reject this precious salvation,
同样的，我们将来也没有办法逃罪。
We will also not be able to flee from sin.
所以神的道就是真理。
The word of God is truth.
还要带给我们福分，带给我们永远的生命。
And it will bring us blessing and eternal life.
主耶稣基督本身就是真理。
Jesus himself is the truth.
我们看约翰福音14章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音14章。
The Gospel of John chapter 14.
第六节。
Verse 6.
约翰福音14章第六节。
John 14 verse 6.
耶稣说：“我就是道路，就是真理、生命。 如果不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。约翰福音第一章开始就说啊，太初有道，道跟神同在。
Beginning of the book of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God."
啊，道成了肉身啊，来到世界就是耶稣基督。
And the Word became flesh, and the Word is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣就是道成为肉身来到世界的。
Thus, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Word from came from heaven to earth.
啊，他本来就是天上荣耀的真神。
He was the glorious God in heaven.
啊，他为着要救赎我们世人，所以成为卑微的人来到世界。
And in order to save mankind, he became a lowly man to come to this earth.
那所以说，这是一个极大的奥秘。
And this is a great mystery.
有的人说啊，你明明是人啊，你怎么说你是神？
The Israelites had said to him, "You are a man. How do you say that you are God?"
啊，但是耶稣虽然成为人，但是他就原来就是神。
But even though the Lord Jesus came as a man, he was God.
所以他带着神性，也带着人性。
And so he had the nature of God and the nature of man.
所以在路加福音里面呢，就介绍我们耶稣是一个完全的人。
And so Luke introduces the Lord Jesus as a complete man.
啊，他怎么出生？怎么成长
？How he was born? How he grew up?
啊，在约翰福音里面呢，就告诉我们他是神。
And the book of John tells us that, or introduces the Lord Jesus as God.
所以他有神的权柄跟能力。
So he has the authority and power of God.
耶稣常常跟当时啊，那些犹太人说。
And Lord Jesus often said to the Jewish people of the time.
说你们如果不相信啊，我是那个，我是啊，就是你们如果不相信我就是真神啊，你们会死在罪中。
Lord Jesus often said to them, "If you do not believe that I am the I am, which is that I am the God in heaven, then you will die in your sins."
因为他就是人类的救赎主，就是天上的真神，为着救人来到世界的。
Because he was the savior of mankind, he is the true God in heaven who came to earth to save mankind.
人如果不相信他，不借着他，没有办法到天国去。
Unless through him, no one can enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以耶稣啊，他就是道路。就是真理，又是生命。
And this is why the Lord Jesus is the way. He is the truth, and he is the life.
腓力看到了耶稣以后啊，就去找他的朋友，叫做拿但业。
When Philip saw the Lord Jesus, he went to find his friend Nathanael.
说圣经里面预言的那个弥赛亚救赎主啊，我们看见了。
Saying to him, "We have seen the Messiah, the Savior."
啊，就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
He is Jesus of Nazareth.
拿但业说啊，这个拿撒勒能够出什么伟人呢
？And Nathanael said, "What good can come out of Nazareth?"
啊，腓力说啊，你来看。
And Philip said, "Come and see."
就让他来到主耶稣的面前。
And brought him to the presence of the Lord
Jesus. 主耶稣说啊，这真是一个没有啊诡诈的真以色列人。
And the Lord Jesus said that this is a true Israelite in whom there is no deceit.
拿但业说：“你怎么认识我
？”And Nathanael said, "How do you know who I am?"
主耶稣说：“你在那个无花果树下，腓力还没有找到你的时候啊，我就看到你了。
”And Lord Jesus said, "As you were sitting under the fig tree before Philip called you, I had seen you."
啊，因为犹太人常常在那个树下，在那边梦想啊。啊，有关神的事情。
Because Jewish people would often sit under fig trees to think about God.
他说这个拿但业啊，他在想什么？但是耶稣已经看透了他的心。
So we don't know what Nathanael was thinking, but Jesus has already seen his heart.
啊，所以主耶稣说，腓力还没有找到你，我就看到你了。
And so the Lord Jesus said, "Before Philip saw you, I already saw you."
他就相信说，我的主啊，我的神啊。
And so Nathanael believed and said, "My Lord, my God."
主耶稣说：“我这样告诉你，你就相信了。”
And the Lord Jesus said, "All I said to you such little things, and yet you already believed."
你将来要看比这个更大的事情。
In the future, you will see even greater things.
你看到啊，人主好像一个梯子从地上通到天上去。
You will see the Son of Man being raised up from up to the heavens.
有神的使者啊，就在这个梯子上上去下来。
And you will see the messengers of heaven coming up and down from this ladder.
啊，所以耶稣啊。说他就是通往天上的这个梯子。
And so the Lord Jesus was saying that he is this ladder from the earth to
heaven. 人如果没有借着他, 就没有办法回到天上去。
Without the Lord Jesus, man cannot go back to heaven.
所以我们虽然本来都是外邦人,
so even though we are all Gentiles,
我们跟神的应许啊, 是没有关系的,
we were once separate from the promise of God.
因为我们没有神啊, 所以活在世界上没有指望。
And because we did not have God, we did not have any hope in this world.
但是感谢主啊, 借着主耶稣的救恩,
however, thanks to the grace of God, we have the salvation.
让我们相信他, 我们就变成属灵的亚伯拉罕祖孙。
As long as we believe in Lord Jesus, we become the spiritual descendants of Abraham.
所以, 神应许亚伯拉罕的各样福分啊, 就会临到我们身上。
Thus all the promises that God gave to Abraham will come upon us as well.
所以我们相信耶稣做我们的救主, 我们可以从他来得到丰盛的生命。
So we believe that if we have Jesus as our Savior, we can receive abundant life through him.
我们将来能够得享天国永生的福分。
And in the future, we can receive the heavenly inheritance.
因为耶稣就是真理, 耶稣就是道路。
Because the Lord Jesus is the truth, the Lord Jesus is the way.
他带给我们生命, 而且是丰盛的生命。
He gives us life and life more abundantly.
我们再看约翰一书的第五章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章, 我们看第六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
约翰一书五章第六节。
1 John chapter 5 verse 6.
说这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督。 不是单用水又用血，用水又用血。第七节。Verse 7。并且有圣灵作见证，因为圣灵就是真理。这里讲到说，圣灵本身就是真理。
Here it says that the Spirit is truth itself.
所以我们知道圣灵跟真理啊是合而为一的。
So we know that the Spirit and the truth are one.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面说啊。 我们要拿着圣灵的宝剑啊，来跟魔鬼打仗。
And this is why Paul says in the book of Ephesians that we must use the sword of the Spirit to fight against the devil.
他说这个圣灵的宝剑啊，就是神的道。
And the sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
所以有了真理啊，就有圣灵。
With the truth, then we will have the Spirit.
圣灵也会帮助我们进到真理里面。
And the Holy Spirit helps us to enter into all truth.
比如说你们如果领受的是真理的道,
Paul said that if we have received the truth,
是得救的福音,
which is the gospel of salvation,
神就会把圣灵是给你们在你们身上来做得救的凭据。
Then God will give you the Holy Spirit, which will be the sign of the heavenly inheritance.
所以有真理啊, 就有圣灵。
And so if we have the truth, then we have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也会帮助我们明白真理。
The Holy Spirit will also help us to understand the truth.
所以门徒跟随耶稣三年多的时间,
so when the disciples followed the Lord Jesus for about 3 years,
听了很多主耶稣所讲的道理。
They heard many of the words of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣说, 你们现在担当不了。
The Lord Jesus said, right now you cannot understand.
也就是说,你们虽然听那么多啊, 但是你们实际上没有办法真正的了解。
Which is to say that even though you've heard so much, you're not able to understand all of it.
但是等到真理的圣灵来了以后,
but once the Spirit of truth comes,
圣灵就会帮助你们来明白一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit will help you to understand all truth.
所以圣灵跟真理啊, 这是合一的。
So the Holy Spirit and the truth are one.
圣灵就是真理。
The Holy Spirit is the truth.
所以有的人说啊，这个道理好像要有很有学问的人啊，去研究啊，才能够明白。
There are some who say that there have to be very intelligent people to study the Word of God very deeply in order to understand.
事实上啊，不是这样。
But this is not the case.
以赛亚书里面呢，说神的道就是一个封住的书卷。
The book of Isaiah says that the word of God is a sealed scroll.
说拿给那个有学问的人看,
and has been given to those who are educated.
他们说啊, 那已经封住的, 封住的, but, 所以他们看不懂。
But because it has already been sealed, they cannot understand it.
啊, 拿给那些不识字的人看啊, 他们说我不识字，说我看不懂。
To the unwise, they see and they say, I have no wisdom, I cannot read it.
那所以说啊，神的道理啊，这里一点，那里一点。
And so the word of God is revealed a little here and revealed a little there.
所以世人啊，因为不明白，所以就在这个神的道理上半跌啊，就跌倒了。
But because man was unable to understand the word, they fell.
那所以虽然神的道理啊是啊，这里一点，那里一点。
Thus, although the word of God was here and also there,
啊，那是因为有神的灵，就把所有有关得救的道理啊，就把它聚集起来。
But the Holy Spirit was able to congregate all everything with regards to the truth.
啊，所以人如果没有神的灵啊，啊，就没有办法明白神的事情。
So without the Holy Spirit, man cannot understand the matters of God.
所以保罗说啊，人因为我们人里面有灵。
This is why Paul says that because we have the Spirit
within us. 之间啊，讲话可以沟通。
This is why man is able to communicate with man.
所以如果没有人的灵，没有办法了解人的事情。
If a man doesn't have the spirit of man, he cannot understand the matters of man.
啊，动物就没有办法了解我们人间的事情。
An animal is unable to understand the matters of
human. 但是我们人啊，因为有灵，所以彼此可以相通。
But because man has the spirit of man, we can communicate with one another.
啊，同样的，我们人要了解神的事情。
Now, in order for man to understand the matters of God,
我们必须要有神的灵在我们身上。
We need to have the spirit of God within us.
啊，我们才能够进到灵里面去了解有关神的事情。
And then we can enter into the spirit and understand the matters of God.
啊，所以说我们今天要明白神的道理。
So today we must understand the things of God.
一定要神的灵帮助我们。
And in order to do this, we need the Holy Spirit to help us.
所以虽然保罗非常有学问。
So even though Paul was very well educated.
啊，他是在加玛利亚最有名的学者门下啊受教育。
He was a student under the most famous educator of the time, Gamaliel.
那他说，我讲道理啊，不敢用这个高言大志。
But Paul said that he will not use haughty words in order to preach
the word. 不敢用人间的智慧来宣讲神的道理。
And that he will not use the wisdom of man to preach the word of God.
因为你再有智慧啊，神如果没有开启你的心啊，你没有办法明白神的道理。
Because even with the wisdom of man, if God doesn't open our hearts, then we cannot understand the word of God.
所以他说，我在传道里啊，就是靠着圣灵的大能，还有神迹奇事的明证。
And so he said that he preached the word through the power of the Holy Spirit and through the signs and miracles of God.
啊，要让人知道啊，这是不是靠着人的智慧来得到的。
So that man can understand that this is not achieved by the wisdom of man.
啊，所以真理啊，圣灵就是真理。
Thus the Spirit is the truth.
有圣灵啊，就可以帮助我们啊，进到真理里面。
Holy Spirit can help us to enter into all truth.
啊，这个真理是一贯性的。一贯的，从旧约到新约啊，是一贯性的。
So the Holy Spirit has been unchanging from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
真理是超越时空的。
And it transcends time and space.
我们知道，在古时候啊，神造亚当夏娃以后，人犯罪了。
We know that after the Lord created Adam and Eve, they sinned.
啊，后来神要借着救恩呐、啊，就是主耶稣的救恩来让我们得救。
And through salvation of Lord Jesus Christ, He allowed us to be saved.
啊，所以从整个救赎的过程来看，我们可以看到这个真理是一贯性的。
And so, from the whole plan of salvation, we can see that it is unchanging.
啊，真理的中心人物啊，当然就是耶稣基督。
And the center of this truth is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以旧约圣经啊，就是预言跟预表耶稣基督的救恩。
So the Old Testament prophesies and prefigures the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你看，当人犯罪以后啊，他说人用那个无花果树的树叶，想要来遮盖自己的羞耻。
So we see that after man sinned, they wanted to use the fig leaves to cover themselves and cover their shame.
啊，那太阳一晒啊，树叶枯干呐、啊，羞耻就露出来了。
And when these plants wither, then their shame will be revealed.
啊，这象征说我们人用我们人的方法，不管你怎么行善立功啊。永远没有办法把罪遮盖掉。
And so this prefigures that no matter how good we are, no matter what kind of actions we create with ourselves, we cannot save ourselves.
啊，所以后来神就为亚当夏娃做皮衣。啊，要做皮衣，你就是要杀羊、杀动物啊，啊才能够把皮拿下来。
Later, God made clothes of skin by killing animals in order to cover the shame. And so these animals must shed their blood.
然后他有这个皮啊, 披在人的身上, 这个羞耻才能够得到遮盖。
And the skin covered the shame of man.
啊, 这就代表耶稣的救恩啊。
And this prefigures the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
所以在旧约啊, 他们在献祭献牛献羊。
And so in the Old Testament, they sacrificed cows and sheep.
杀牲畜流血。
And shed their blood.
这都是一表耶稣的救恩。
And this all prefigures the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
事实上啊, 我们知道牛羊的血只是让人知道说人有罪。
But we know that the blood of the sheep and the cows are only to help us understand that we are sin.
必须要借着流血来赎罪。
And to understand that blood must be shed in order for our sins to be forgiven.
所以到最后啊, 耶稣就把自己的身体献上。
In the end, the Lord Jesus offered his own body as a sacrifice.
说不是用动物的血。
And so it wasn't by the blood of animals.
乃是用他无瑕无耻的宝血把它献上去。
But by his precious and sinless blood, he offered himself up.
所以他 是进到天上的至圣所，不是进到地面上的圣所。
So he entered the Holy of Holies in heaven and not the one in earth.
然后一次就可以完成了救赎的工作。
And at one time he was able to complete the entire work of salvation.
所以就有很多的祭祀的礼仪啊, 后来都应验在耶稣基督的身上。
And so a lot of the festivals or sacraments that the priests had to do were later done on the Lord Jesus.
好像旧约的祭司啊, 他们要进到圣殿里面去服侍神。
For example, the priests had to go into the holy place to serve.
所以他们就要先把身体洗干净。
So they first had to clean themselves.
啊, 然后啊, 抹上香膏。
And to rub on the ointment.
啊, 穿上圣衣。
And wear the holy armor.
啊, 非常尊贵, 非常荣美, 才可以进到圣殿, 圣所里面啊。 在那边献祭烧香服侍神。
And wear the holy clothing in that way was they could serve the Lord in the holy place.
这都是一表我们每一个蒙神救赎的人。
And this prefigures all of us who have been saved by the Lord.
我们要来服侍神, 你要同样的经过这样的过程。
In order to serve the Lord, we must go through the same process.
我们要经过洗礼, 把我们的罪赦免掉, 让我们的 成为一个圣洁的神的儿女。
Through baptism, we must wash ourselves so that we can be holy children of God.
啊, 神用圣灵给我们恩膏。
And God has given us the Holy Spirit to anoint us.
借着圣灵来差遣我们, and, 然后我们才有资格来服侍神。
And through the Holy Spirit, he has chosen us so that we are worthy to serve him.
啊, 我们一个服侍神的人啊, 蒙神拣选的人啊, 我们也要生命能够更新啊。
And for those who have been chosen by God, we must renew ourselves.
啊, 做一个新的人啊, 有一个新的生活。
To have a new life, to become a new man.
所以整个圣经的道理, 从旧约啊, 到新约啊, 是一贯的道理。
So we can see that the truth from the Old Testament to the New Testament is all one.
我们不能够把这个真理啊, 把它切割啊, 切割。
We cannot section off the different parts of the Bible.
啊, 所以旧约啊, 新约, 所有的圣徒, 都要仰望耶稣基督的救恩。
And so in both the Old Testament and the New Testament are all looking towards the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以圣经里面说啊, 古时候的圣徒, 虽然他们用的方法是, 啊, 献祭, 啊, 各样的崇拜的礼仪。
So even though the Old Testament used different types of actions in order to serve the Lord.
啊, 虽然他们已经离世了,
and although they have all died.
啊, 但是他们就在那边等候。
And they are waiting.
啊, 当主耶稣的救恩啊, 救赎的工作完成了以后,
and after the Lord Jesus completed the work of salvation,
啊, 那些旧约的圣徒啊, 他们就跟我们一样啊, 啊, 可以啊, 进到神的恩典里面。
The ancient saints of the Old Testament will be like us and are able to enter into the grace of God.
我们看希伯来书11章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书11章的39节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 39.
11章的39节。
11 verse 39.
37节。 所以上面谈到很多啊, 古圣徒他们那个信心的好榜样。
beginning of the chapter talks about all the good examples of faith of the ancient saints.
所以他们都盼望一个更美的天上家乡。
And they all looked forward to the heavenly home.
所以他们在信心上都得到了一个美好的凭证。
And so they had all been justified in their faith.
但是他们还没有真正得到神应许的那个永远的福分。
However, they had not truly received the promise of God.
因为神还预备一个更美的新约。
Because God had prepared for them an even more beautiful new covenant.
把更美的祭物献上。
So that the even more beautiful sacrifices could be made. So that we can receive the more beautiful blessings. And when the salvation of God had been completed, then they could receive the blessings along with us.
所以主耶稣在传道里的时候说，你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕呢，他也就一直在仰望我的日子。
And the Lord Jesus said that even your father Abraham had been looking forward to the day that I come.
因为亚伯拉罕啊，这些古圣徒啊，他们对信心上虽然有很好的表现。
Even though Abraham and all the ancient saints had very good actions,
但是他们也是一直等候啊，盼望耶稣的救恩完成。
But they were also waiting for the Lord Jesus' salvation to be completed.
啊，他们就能够跟我们一起呀，来同享。
So that they can enjoy the heavenly inheritance along with us.
所以我们说，这个整个圣经啊的中心人物就是耶稣基督。
And this is why we say the main center of the Bible is the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，整本圣经所讲的就是耶稣的救恩。
And the whole Bible speaks about the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣说，你们要查考圣经。
And the Lord Jesus said we must study the truth.
因为这个里面有永生。
Because within the Bible is the truth.
啊，为我做见证的就是这本圣经。
Sorry, within the Bible is the eternal life, and it is the Bible that testifies.
因为圣经啊，就是神的真理。
Because the Holy Bible is the truth of God.
啊，借着圣经啊，向我们显明出来。
And through the Bible, the Lord Jesus is revealed to us.
神显明真理的目的在哪里?
And so what is the purpose of revealing through the Bible?
第一个就是引导我们得救。
Number one is to help us to achieve salvation.
我们看诗篇25篇。
Let's look at Psalms 25.
诗篇25篇。
Psalms 25.
第五节。
Verse 5.
25篇第五节。
Psalms 25, verse 5.
说求你以你的真理引导我。 教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。大卫说：“神是救我们的神。”David
said that God is the God of our salvation.
啊，所以他说求神啊，能够用真理来引导我们，来教训我们。And
so he said, "Lead me in your truth and teach me."
啊，借着真理啊，来拯救我们。Through
your truth, save us.
所以保罗说：“彼得啊，彼得说啊。” 这个所有世界上的东西，好像花草一样会枯干凋谢。So
Peter said that everything of the earth are like the grass and the flowers that will wither away.
啊，但是唯有神的道是永存的。But
the word of God endures forever.
他说我们今天所领受的是活泼长存的生命之道。So
today we have received this true and living word of God.
唯有这个神的道啊，这个真理啊，所以才可以带给我们永远的生命。It
is only through this word of God that we are able to receive this eternal life.
所以耶稣说，我就是羊的门。And
so the Lord Jesus said, I am the gate of the sheep.
啊，你进到这个门里面的，你就能够得到生命。Those
who enter into this gate can receive life.
啊，你进到这个门里面，吃日就有草吃。
And so if you enter to this gate, you will have grass to eat.
啊，我要让羊得生命，而且得丰盛的生命。
And I will allow these sheep to have life and life more abundantly.
啊，所以我们啊，今天领受神的道。
So today we have received the truth of God and are able to have the wisdom of salvation.
所以保罗说，我们要把神的道理啊，把它传得全备。
And so Paul said we must preach the gospel throughout the world.
啊，才能够把人完完全全的带到神的面前。
And in this way we can bring all of man completely to the presence of God.
因为神的道把它显明出来啊，第一个目的就是要让我们得救。
Because the word of God was revealed for us to receive salvation.
神的道第二个目的就是要让我们成圣完全。Second
purpose of the word of God is to help us to be perfected and holy.
我们看约翰福音第八章。Let's
look at John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。Gospel
of John chapter 8.
32节。
Verse 32.
8:32。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。主耶稣对当时的犹太人说：“你们要晓得真理。”
The Lord Jesus said to the Jews of the time, you must know the truth.
因为这个真理是要让你们得自由的。
Because the truth will make you free.
他们说我们没有做人家的仆人啊，你怎么说要让我们得自由？
And the Jews said, we have never been in bondage before. How can you say we will be free?
事实上这个犹太人啊，历代常常国家亡掉了，被人家来辖制。
But actually, they were oppressed often by other countries.
就是在当时啊，他们也是在罗马帝国的管制之下。
And they were actually under the Roman rule at the time.
所以他们在政治上也是不自由的。
And so politically, they were not free.
但是耶稣在这里讲到的，他们不自由啊，就是因为在撒旦的权势之下。
But here, their lack of freedom is referred to their being ruled over Satan.
在罪的当中啊，罪的权势之下，所以失掉了自由。
Because they were under the rule of sin, they had lost their freedom.
所以耶稣说，我要让你们明白真理。
And so the Lord Jesus said, I will help you to know the truth.
你们按照真理来行啊，你们就能够脱离罪的束缚。
And if you act according to the truth, then you can be free from the bondage of
sin. 不要再做罪的奴仆啊，能够得享自由了。
And you no longer be a slave of sin, and you can enjoy freedom.
所以这个真理啊，能够让我们脱离罪的束缚。 能够得享真自由。
So the truth can help us be free from sin so that we can enjoy true freedom.
保罗虽然本来就是一个犹太教徒,
although Paul was once a teacher of the law of the Jews,
他也很严谨在守律法。
He actually followed the law very strictly.
那他说啊, 如果按照律法的意啊, 我是没有可指责的。
And he said that if we were talking according to the law, there's no fault you can find in it.
当然他说啊, 如果从这个良心来讲啊, 我常常良心感到很自责。
But he said that if we were talking about my conscience is often
啊, 因为很多啊, 要行的善事, 我行不出来。
Because the good that I will to do, I cannot do.
啊, 很多不好的事情, 我偏偏去做。
But that I do not wish to do, that I do.
所以他说啊, 谁能够救我脱离这个
Who can save me from this body of sin?
那后来说，感谢主啊，我现在靠着主耶稣，我就能够得自由了。
Thanks to the grace of God that I can be free from these sins.
因为借着主耶稣的真理，还有圣灵的能力，让我能够脱离罪跟死的束缚了。
I am able to escape the bondage of sin by the truth and by the Holy Spirit.
让我能够得自由啊。 得享真生命了,
so that I can be free and enjoy the truth.
所以人在这个罪当中啊, 没有办法得自由。
So under sin, man cannot have true freedom.
但是主耶稣救我们啊, 脱离罪, 让我们在神的恩典当中。
And the truth allows us to be away from sin and enjoy true freedom.
所以罪就不再做我们的王, 罪不再做我们的主。
Sin will no longer be our Lord, it will no longer be our
King. 所以我们信主了以后啊, 我们立志, 靠着神帮助, 我们就可以把善行行出来。
And after we believe in the Lord, we should make the determination to do good.
所以我们听了道理以后啊, 我们要去努力行, 啊, 努力的结果子。
And after we have heard the word, we should diligently seek after it and also
啊,
慢慢的, do good works and bear fruit.
成圣完全。
And so that we can be perfected.
啊, 因为这个神的道啊, 真理是审判的标准。
The word of God is the is what we are judged by.
我们看罗马书第二章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
二章第二节。
Romans 2 verse 2.
我们知道这样行的人啊, 神必照真理审判他。 看第六节。
Verse 6.
他必照个人的行为报应个人，所以神是赏善罚恶的神。God
is the God who judges between good and evil.
啊，神是非常公义的。And
He is just.
所以他按照人的行为行善的，神就给他啊永生的福分。And
so those who do good, God will give eternal life.
说作恶的人就 就把那些泛滥酷苦会加在他的身上。
And God will give more punishment and sorrow upon those who do evil.
啊，神怎么来判断一个人呢？行善行恶
？How does God judge whether one has done good or evil？
所以用真理啊做判断的标准。
By according to the truth。
所以用真理来对照人的行为。
Using the truth to compare man's actions.
啊，看看我们有没有按真理而行。
To see if we have acted according to the truth.
所以一切啊，不喜欢真理、喜欢不义的人呐、啊，将来都要被定罪。
All those who despise the truth and love evil will be convicted of sin.
所以耶稣第一次来传道里的时候，他这样说。
So when the Lord Jesus preached the word for the first time, he said,
那我现在来啊，我不是要来审判人。
I haven't come here to judge man.
因为我是要来拯救世界。
Because I've come to save the world.
但是那些啊，不听从我话的人啊，将来有审判他的。
But those who do not choose to believe me will be judged one day.
啊，就是我所讲的道。
And they'll be judged according to the words
of God. 在末日的时候啊，要审判他。
And in the end days, they will be judged.
啊，所以这个真理啊，一方面是要我们得救。
So the truth on one hand will help us.
让我们得享真自由。
And to enjoy true freedom.
啊，但是这个真理是将来审判的标准。
But on the other hand, the truth is what we will be judged against in the future.
啊，所以我们要靠着真理啊而行，啊那个达到成圣完全。我们就在神的得救里面有份了。
So we must act according to the truth and be perfected through the truth so that we can be complete in the sight of God.
我们一开始的时候谈到说这个教会就是真理的柱石跟根基。
We had said before that the church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
啊，所以神就是借着教会来拯救人。
And so God uses the church to save mankind.
所以神就把真理托付给教会。
And this is why God has revealed the truth to the church.
啊，让教会啊明白这个得救的道理。
So that the church can understand the truth of salvation.
啊，这个不是靠人的智慧啊去研究出来的。
But this isn't revealed by man's wisdom.
啊，因为这个真理啊是神启示让我们明白的。
Because this truth has been revealed to us by God Himself.
我们看加拉太书的第一章。
Looks like Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
十一节。
Verse 11.
加拉太书一章十一节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 11.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音啊，不是出于人的意思。十二节。
12.
因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督啊启示来的。保罗没有直接啊在地面上做耶稣的门徒啊。
Paul was never an actual disciple of Lord Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣升天以后啊，才选召他的。
Because he was called after the Lord Jesus had ascended to heaven.
所以他说啊，他所传的道理啊，不是人教他的。
So he said that the truth that I received wasn't preached by man.
是主耶稣啊，亲自启示他，让他明白的。
But it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ.
啊，让他所得到的启示啊，跟属徒得到的教训是不是有冲突的？没有。
Now, were there contradictions between the revelation of, from Paul and from the disciples? No, there weren't.
使徒他们亲自听到主耶稣的讲道。
The 12 disciples had heard the word of God directly from his
mouth. 但是后来保罗被拣选了，神亲自启示他，让他明白道理。
But after Paul was chosen, God also revealed to him the word of God so that he could understand it.
后来说他们跟那个属徒啊，他跟那个属徒啊，那彼此相行相交之礼。
Then Paul was able to work in one accord with all the disciples.
啊，就是彼此互相团契，互相的联系。
And they were able to work together in fellowship with one another.
啊，只是他们在工作上、使命上是不一样。
The only difference was that their mission was different.
但是真理并没有互相不一样的地方。
But there was no difference in the truth.
所以这些使徒啊，神就差他们到那个啊。色哥里的犹太人那里传道理。
So God sent his 12 disciples to those who had received circumcision, the Jews.
啊，保罗的使命啊，就到那个非色哥里的外邦人的地方去传道。
And Paul's mission was to preach to the Gentiles, those who had
not received circumcision. 所以神给他们的使命不一样。
So their mission was different.
但是他们所得到的真理啊，是一致的。
But the truth that they had received were one and the same.
啊，所以就是彼得也说啊，我们的兄弟保罗他得到神很多的启示。
And so even Peter said our brother Paul has received many revelations from God.
但是有的不是属灵的人他们就随意强解。
But those who are not spiritual will go against them.
啊，随便解释啊，后来就筑起沉沦。
And they will just explain the Bible whatever way they want.
所以保罗所传的道理跟属德的道理是一致，他们的能够彼此互相相通的。
But the gospel that Paul preached was exactly the same as that.
而且保罗所写的很多的书信。
And Paul also wrote many books.
在当时的教会啊，就是这个教会读完送到那一个教会去读。
And so these letters were written to one church and they would be sent to another church.
彼此在教会里面大家都公认了这是从神的启示来的。
And within all the churches they were able to confirm that this is the revelation of God.
所以新约的圣经不是说用人为的方法把它定出来。
So the New Testament has not been created by man.
事实上神启示当时的属徒，他们把神的话留下来。
But it was actually revealed by God so that man could be able to keep the truth.
在当时的教会在圣灵里面大家都能够一致的看法。
And in the Holy Spirit, all the churches of the time could see the truth in one way.
彼此都能够接纳。
And they could all accept one another.
我们认识教会的道理也是一样。
And our true Jesus Church gospel is the
same. 不是从人教导来的。
It wasn't taught by man.
而是我们教会早期的工人圣灵启示他们。
But the Holy Spirit revealed to the old early workers of the church.
所以他们明白哇这些道理。
And so they were able to understand the truth.
后来查考圣经都有圣经的根据。
And everything they did was according to the Bible.
所以借着这样建立我们教会的根基。
And it was through this that the foundation of our church was made.
当然后来经过开会，然后把我们所领受的道理把它整理起来，就是我们现在的十大信仰。
And through different meetings, these different truths were created into the 10 basic beliefs today. Actually, the 10 basic beliefs were first the 5 basic doctrines.
五大教义是跟一般的教会所传的是完全不一样的。
The 5 basic doctrines are different from many other churches.
是圣经里面跟得救有直接关系的。
They are directly related to salvation and directly from the
Bible. 一般的教会都忽略掉的。
And these are things that other churches have neglected.
三大圣灵。
The 3 sacraments.
还有受圣灵所安息日。
And to receive the Holy Spirit and to keep the Sabbath
day. 这都是跟得救有直接关系，圣经很清楚的道理。
These are all directly related to salvation and very clearly stated in the Bible.
所以我们很强调这个得救的五大教义。
And so this is why we place great importance on these 5 basic beliefs.
后来就把其他一些道理也是得救有关系。
And then later we found these, later other truths were revealed that are related to
salvation. 有着有相同的见解，有的他们不是那么强烈反对的。
And these are things that are not maybe as directly unrelated to
the
churches.
有关神观的问题。
For example, the Godhead.
有关圣经就是我们信仰的标准。
In regards to the Bible and our faith.
有关神的教会应该有的条件。
In regards to the different things that we should have in
church. 还有因信称义的道理。
And the truth of being justified by faith.
跟耶稣的再临。
And also the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
把这些所有跟我们得救有关的道理就经过开会大家研讨把它定出来，就是我们十大基本信仰。
And so these 10 articles of faith were created in this way.
这些信仰不是人造出来的。
But these 10 articles are not made by man.
而是都从圣经里面跟得救有关系的道理就把它列出来。
But they are all from the Bible.
其实属徒时代他们就是这样传的。
And it was the same way in the Old Testament, in the apostolic times.
也就是保罗所讲的这个纯正话语的规模。
And this is the pattern of sound words.
这是跟得救有关系的。
Directly related to our salvation.
我们举一个例子来讲。
Let's look at an example.
我们看哥林多前书15章。
So, 1 Corinthians 15.
哥林多前书15章。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3.
哥林多前书十五章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3。
说我当初所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照着圣经所说的为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说的第三天复活了。这个就是我们信仰的第一条了。
This is our first article of faith.
其实使徒他们就是这样在传。
And the apostles preached in this way as well.
所以我们把它归纳起来，成为我们的基本的信仰、基本的教义。
And this is why we have made it one of our basic beliefs.
传这些信仰做什么？
And why do we preach these?
因为这些跟我们的得救有关系。
Because they are directly related to our salvation.
所以我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
第二节。
Verse
2. 15章第二节。
Chapter 15, verse 2.
说，并且你们若不是突然相信， 能以职守我所传给你们的，就必因为这个福音得救。所以这个是基本的信仰，是我们得救的福音啊。
So these basic beliefs are truth of salvation.
啊，这些信仰就是纯正话语的规模，跟我们的得救、得永生有直接关系的。
And these basic beliefs are a pattern of sound words and directly related to our salvation.
啊，当然我们刚刚讲过说这个启示啊，我们要特别慎重。
And so we must place great importance on these revelations.
如果出于神的启示啊。能够对照圣经啊，啊有圣经的根据。
If these revelations are according to the Bible,
啊那我们就接受。
Then we should accept it.
如果没有圣经的根据，我们就不接受。
If there's no biblical basis, then we should not accept it.
他说我们教会为什么要有真理研究会
？So why do we have to have the Truth Research Committee in our church?
所有的长老、执事、传道人呐、啊，他们就要根据圣经啊，啊来探讨一些问题，啊有没有圣经的根据
？So that the pastors, deacons, and elders in the church can look at these questions and see if they have a basis in the Bible.
虽然有些理论啊，好像讲起来很好听。
Although some philosophies sound very pleasant.
但是如果没有圣经的根据，我们不能相信的。
But if they have no biblical basis, then we cannot believe.
因为神的道理不是用人的智慧啊推理出来的。
Because the truth of God is not created by man.
而是神启示我们。
But it has been revealed to us by God.
啊，我们的启示一定要合乎圣经。
And the revelation must be according to the
Bible. 因为你越过基督的教训啊，你就看不到神。
Because if we don't go according to the truth, then we cannot see God.
所以我们对真理啊非常的慎重。
So we place great importance on the truth.
因为这个是跟我们的得救啊有直接关系的。
Because it is directly related to our salvation.
如果我们传扬真理啊。啊、神就跟我们同在。
If we preach the truth, then God will be with us.
如果我们离开了神的真理啊，啊就会被神弃绝。
And if we stray from the truth, God will leave us.
啊，所以我们求神啊，能够保守我们呐、啊，都能够在真理里面。
So we ask the Lord to help us to stay within the truth.
我们教会将近一百年了、
啊。Our church has been around for about
100 years. 教会能够、啊、往各地方传道，就是因为我们遵守神的真理。
And we've been able to preach all over the world because we have kept the
truth. 所以神这的大能跟圣灵的名证。来印证我们所传的道。
And so by the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit, we've been able to preach the word throughout.
啊，愿我们都能够在至圣的真道上来造就我们自己。
May we all be encouraged by the word of God.
啊，常常在圣灵里面祷告。
And pray within the Holy Spirit.
啊，让我们都能够保守在神的爱中啊，直到永远。
So that we can all be kept in the love of God forever.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
389首。
Sing him 389.
Thank you.
坐。
Please be seated.
我在十年前在南加州牧会。
10 years ago, I was a pastor in Southern California.
要调走的时候喜乐都教会有一个欢送会。
When I was leaving, Studios Church had a farewell fellowship for me.
那个时候黄圣山长老在这里。
And at that time, Elder Huang was at this church.
他知道了以后，他特别跑去。
And because he knew about this, he went to Studios Church.
黄长老是我们很尊敬的一个长辈。
Elder Mountain Huang was a very.
因为他在神学班的时候跟我爸爸同学。
He was actually a student with my father in TTP.
他每一次回台湾都会去看我爸爸。
And whenever he went back to Taiwan, he would go see my father.
所以他知道我要离开了，他特别参加那个欢送会。
And so he knew I was leaving. He came to attend the farewell fellowship.
给我一张卡片。
And he gave me a card.
我一直非常感激他的勉励。
And I've always been very thankful for his encouragement.
那张卡片是诗篇的九十篇十七节。
That card had Psalms chapter 90 verse 7.
说愿神的荣美常常都在我们身上。
Psalms chapter 90 verse 17.
真的我们很需要神的荣美神的荣耀常常在我们身上。
That may the glory of God be upon us always.
那我们一生一世都能够饱尝神的恩惠。
So that we can always be in the blessing of God.
下半句话说愿我们所做的工都能够得到神的坚立。
And establish the work of our hands for us.
愿神坚定我们所做的一切工。
May God establish the work of our hands.
所以蒙神拣选我们大家为着报答神的恩来服侍神很好。
And as chosen people of God, we must pay back the love of God.
我们尽心尽力在服侍神。
We serve God with our heart.
我们都希望我们所做的工不至于落空。
We all hope that the work that we do will not be.
我们所做的工作的果效能够随着我们在神的面前得奖赏。
So that the fruit of our labor can follow us in the presence of God.
所以求神的荣美常常在我们身上。
Let the beauty of our Lord God be upon us.
也求神坚定我们所做的工。
And may He establish the work of our hands.
所以愿神能够保守我们一生一世都在神的爱中直到永远。
So may God help us so that we can always be within His love.
我们特别为我们的灵性成长来祷告。
Let's specifically pray for the growth of our spirit.
为着教会的圣工祷告。
Let's pray for the work of the church.
也为着一些软弱的甚至迷失的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Let's also pray for the weak and lost members of the church.
求主能够特别的保守眷顾我们大家。
May God help and protect our.
将来我们在神的国里面很高兴，大家在那边团圆。
So that we can all be joyful in the heavenly kingdom in the future.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.